Bangladesh's usually bustling capital, Dhaka, looked largely deserted today after the army-backed interim government imposed an indefinite curfew the previous night in a bid to end days of violence. Philippa Hitchin has this report.
The curfew is in effect in the usually bustling city of Dhaka and five other main cities around Bangladesh. Hundreds of incoming passengers, plus relatives and friends who had gone to meet them, spent the night at Dhaka airport following the sudden curfew. The Home Ministry ordered the restrictions to be relaxed for 3 hours on Thursday afternoon to allow people stranded at airports and elsewhere to return home and stock up on essentials. Journalist Shakawat Litan of the Bangladesh Daily Star newspaper described the scene in the capital.
Actually, people in the six metropolitan cities are in the state of panic. As nobody knows, most of the roads are deserted and police and security forces are patrolling over the streets to prevent any untoward incident.
One man was killed and nearly 300 people injured in clashes between police and students in Dhaka over the last 3 days before the curfew was imposed. The latest violence was triggered by a troop assault on students after they protested the presence of soldiers at a football match at Dhaka University. Troops had been based in the complex since January when a military-backed interim administration took power following months of political violence and a state of emergency was imposed. Impoverished Bangladesh has repeatedly suffered crippling strikes and unrest over the last 2 years. Almost half of the population still lives on less than a dollar a day. The interim government has promised to hold free and fair elections by the end of next year, after it completes a drive against corrupt politicians. I'm Philippa Hitchin.